Broncos and Chargers this Sunday. We're lucky to be joined by News Radio KOA's Dave Logan with the play-by-play call this weekend. And Dave, talk to me a little bit about Brock, because, you know, we've seen him two starts now. He's looked great. Is that a product, do you think, of his, you know, being an understudy of Peyton for a couple of years? There's a couple schools of thought between being an understudy for a couple of years and then starting right away. Do you think he's benefited from that time as an understudy?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One, I think you can't help but benefit being around a guy like Peyton for 3 years. This would be the fourth year. And two, I think he's a talented young guy. I mean, I think when you draft a quarterback in the second round, you expect him to be a guy that can come in and start for you eventually. And I think had it not been Peyton Manning here, we may have seen Brock Osweiler a little bit earlier. And the third thing I would add is that he's very poised for a young guy. It's easy to sit and talk about in interviews about all the things you need to do, but then to go out and actually do them on the field, which he's been able to do, to me is really impressive. He's tough physically and mentally. He's taken some shots. He's had guys, free runners, come right down the chute, and he stands in there and throws the ball. And he's been accurate with his passes as well. So all in all, I don't know how you could be anything but impressed with the way Brock has played.
This weekend, the Chargers come in as the worst team in the AFC West. However, they can put up a lot of points. What do you think they do that could give the Broncos some trouble?
Well, what they do is they've got Phillip Rivers at quarterback, and he'll probably throw it Sunday 50 times. They've got nothing to lose, which to me makes them a dangerous team. I think they'll pressure Brock a little bit Sunday. I think they'll come after him a little bit more. So I think this is a game the Broncos can't overlook. You know, you look on paper and the coaches say you never look at what the paper says. You look at what the tape says. But it's human nature after you have a big game like they did against New England to maybe have a little bit of a downsided effort. But I think Denver will be fine as long as they don't give the game away and as long as they go out and play to the level that they've played the last couple of weeks.
Dave, thank you so much.
Okay.
Broncos and Chargers this Sunday, 2:05 Mountain. We hope to see you then.
And don't forget to check out the Broncos TV pregame show Sunday, December 6th at 12:20 Mountain. You can check that out live on DenverBroncos.com.